KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 51 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, five players have been kicked off the Creston Orient Maxburg football team after a photo surfaced on social media showing the Creston teens with white hoods over their heads standing by a burning cross. One teen was waving a Confederate flag, another had a gun. Drake University law professor Mark Kendi said that as offensive as the photo may be, the school could be overreaching with its disciplinary action.
Those kinds of hateful speeches are, because of U.S. Supreme Court decisions, actually considered to be protected speech.
Kendi says, as he understands it, the students were not on school property and they were not targeting a specific person. The school has an anti-bullying policy that includes internet-based communications, and the photo was shared on social media. Professor Kendi acknowledges school's punishments may be justified if the teenagers violated behavior guidelines for students, plus many schools require students in extracurricular activities to follow the codes of conduct.
But certainly there's a problem in terms of free speech with regard to the discipline that would have to be resolved. It may be that this is something, you know, that these students can, in fact, under some code of conduct, be subjected to, but it's not clear. And what is clear is that what they did under U.S. Supreme Court precedent would be a form of freedom of expression. So that's the problem for the school district.
The Creston News Advertiser has reported that the five boys were kicked off the football team.
The coach is sort of no different in some ways than the school district in terms of, or the board, or whoever makes the decision. And it potentially, you know, could have been viewed as infringing on their free speech rights.
The school's principal told WHO television that the photo was reminiscent of a dark past of bigotry and hatred that does not represent the culture of the Creston community. A traffic stop at around 1:15 this morning in Creston resulted in the arrest of a woman from Clark County on an OWI charge. Creston police say 55-year-old Tammy Annette Moore of Murray was pulled over at the corner of Highway 34 and Pine Street in Creston and arrested for OWI third offense as well as for driving while barred. Moore was being held in the Ringgold County Jail. Police in Red Oak arrested 35-year-old William James Bartlett of Red Oak at around 11:45 p.m. Thursday. Bartlett was taken into custody in the 100 block of East Corning Street in Red Oak for failure to comply with a sex offender registry. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. A call about a fight in progress just before 8 p.m. Thursday in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of 27-year-old Mildred Eleonora Douglas of Red Oak. Douglas was charged with assault causing bodily injury, interference with official acts, and a felony charge of criminal mischief in the second degree. She was taken into custody following an incident at 111 East Maple Street in Red Oak. Douglas was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held without bond pending an initial court appearance. Officials of the city of Adair said yesterday that a boil order that was placed into effect a Thursday evening due to a water main break has been canceled. Water quality tests came back with no contamination shown. Therefore, the boil order in Adair is no longer necessary. Clorinda Police Chief Keith Brothers said yesterday a Hamburg man was arrested on a drug charge following a traffic stop at around 4:30 p.m. on Wednesday. 23-year-old Joseph William Michael Houghton was taken into custody after he was found to be in possession of a controlled substance believed to be marijuana. He was initially pulled over for failure to wear a seatbelt while operating a motor vehicle. Houghton was arrested without incident and transferred to the custody of Page County Jail, where he was held on a $1,000 bond. Investigative reports were forwarded to the Page County Attorney's Office for review and consideration of filing of formal charges. In Thursday's Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Report, authorities noted that 18-year-old Dustin Joshua Purcell of Council Bluffs had turned himself into the sheriff's office. A records check indicated that Purcell was wanted on a Pottawatomie County warrant for sexual abuse in the second degree, forcible rape. He was taken into custody and transported from the sheriff's office to the Pott County Jail. An Oakland man was arrested Wednesday night after he allegedly took $260 in cash from another man. 31-year-old Corey Andrew Stevens of Oakland faces a charge of theft in the fourth degree. And a call to Pott County Dispatch on Wednesday night about a vehicle parked off Interstate 29 with a possibly intoxicated driver inside resulted in a deputy's response, and upon further investigation, he arrested the driver, 20-year-old Tanner Robin Reed of Plasmouth, Nebraska, for OWI second offense. A search warrant was executed Wednesday evening at a residence in Shambaugh and resulted in the arrest of 28-year-old Joseph Cody Foster of Shambaugh. Sheriff Lyle Palmer said the Page County warrant was for probation violation and theft in the second degree. During the arrest, Foster was found to be in possession of marijuana. He was transported to the Page County Jail and unable to post a $7,000 bond. Foster was being held in the Page County Jail pending further court proceedings. Well, another mountain lion has been spotted in northwest Iowa, and this time it was captured on camera. Joel Herman reports from Storm Lake.
A motion sensor camera was set up by Aaron Anderson east of Lynn Grove in Buena Vista County. He was hoping to film the movement of deer, but instead he caught a mountain lion on camera. He posted pictures on Facebook, leading to several posts about others hearing about the big cats and a couple of reported sightings. In late June, a DNR officer killed a female mountain lion that had climbed into a tree in a farm near Galva in Ida County. The DNR said it was the first confirmed female mountain lion in Iowa in more than a century. The animal was suspected of killing some cattle about 30 miles from where it was found. The DNR reported it was only the fourth time a mountain lion had been killed in Iowa.
Mountain lions that wander into Iowa generally come from South Dakota and Nebraska, which have natural populations. Authorities say a woman died after being shot in a police station parking lot in northeast Nebraska. The shooting occurred at around 8:10 a.m. Wednesday in the east lot of the law enforcement center in Sioux City. Police Chief Ed Mahan said the woman died at a Sioux City, Iowa hospital. After 11 a.m., a man found in the area was taken into custody and was being questioned. Police say no officers have been injured, and the shooting may have stemmed from a domestic situation. The two arrived in separate vehicles. Police did not immediately release their names. Dispatchers and some Nebraska State Patrol employees work in the police department's building. Authorities say one man was killed, another injured in northeast Iowa when they were caught in a piece of farm equipment. The accident happened around 2 p.m. Thursday in Allamaquee County, about 5 miles west-northwest of Lansing. The sheriff's office says two were working on a forage wagon. One of them was pronounced dead at the scene. The other man was flown to a hospital in La Crosse, Wisconsin, for treatment. Their names and other information about the accident have not yet been released. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.